What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. And no, you are not going deaf. There's kind of a little bit of an issue we need to solve with the volume of the feed coming out this way. So we'll solve that by the next break, I'm certain here. It is Monday, July 9th, 2012. Okay, I'm being told that the volume level was normal, and for some reason we're just not getting it out here, and I'll have to just deal with that. I haven't changed anything on this end, I don't think. So we'll see what's going on here. All right, it might be Skype acting up. Everything's breaking down these days. As the country goes into decline, nothing really works very much anymore. All right. So it's Monday, July 9th, 2012. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A couple of program notes. Today is the only day that I am doing the radio show this week. Starting tomorrow and going through Friday, Ryan Dawson will be taking over the microphone because I am taking my lovely wife, Claire, to the World Choir Games. This is they've already been going on for 1 week. We're just going to show up for the last few days here. We couldn't really afford to go for the whole 2 weeks. But it's an opportunity for her to meet all of these choir conductors from around the world that she's been trading emails with all this time. And they want to meet her and they want to see her music. And so this is a chance to sort of get out there because she's a little frustrated hearing them in Hawaii and in the United States, where songs about peace and songs opposed to war just don't really get a good reception. But she's been trading emails and contacts with all these people from Europe and Canada, and they're all eager to see her. So we're going to run on over there and just basically, try and get Claire's music out there. We'll be talking about that with Claire in hour number three, but I wanted to give you the heads up. Also, for those of you watching on Justin TV, tomorrow through Friday, there will be no video feed. Okay, so I'm sorry, but Justin TV is blacked out. Actually, Justin TV is blacked out most of the time anyway. But it's going to be intentionally dark for Tuesday through Friday of this week. So I guess that gets rid of the program notes here. A lot of stuff going on. Power outages, some near where we're heading, actually, are day 9, day 10. And they're saying basically everybody's frustrated. People who are on medical support at home are having a great deal of difficulty. They're running out of cooling for things that need to be kept cold, like insulin. Everybody's out of ice. It's been a really horrible situation. Now, the heat wave itself has broken, but the interesting thing is they're talking about, they're still working 9 and 10 days for the widespread power outage from the June 29th thunderstorms. Emphasis on thunderstorms. These were ordinary thunderstorms. They're not hurricanes. They're not tornadoes. They're not typhoons. Just the ordinary thunderstorms which regularly occur in that part of the country. So why a 9-day blackout? Because in their haste to pay for wars and Wall Street and Israel, the government has neglected our infrastructure. It's been rotting away. It's fragile. There's no safety systems. There's no backups. There's no contingency. And as the economy declines, the power companies have been cutting back maintenance and repair staff. They don't have the people to go out and deal with the crisis, and that is the reason these power outages have been so bad and gone on for so long. Because the country is being mismanaged. Completely, completely mismanaged. And that's just the reality of what's going on there. So, I know they're going to blame global warming, and they're going to blame Al-Qaeda, and they're going to blame all this other stuff. But the electrical grid has decayed to the point where an ordinary storm can knock it out, and they don't have the staff on hand to go out and do a timely repair. That's why you've got 9 and 10 day blackouts in this country. How very third world we are. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we've got our gremlins under control one more time. It took whips and tasers to get those little monsters back in their cage, but our systems are all up and running, and we're ready to continue with the show here. So, little story coming out of Mexico. Now, you're getting all this defense of Fast and Furious with all this propaganda about how bad the drug problem is down there in Mexico. Ooh, they're bad, bad people. Well, if they're bad, bad people, why are so many in our own government involved in the drug trade, if those are nasty, icky-poo people we're not supposed to be dealing with? But a little aspect of this that has come out now, a federal probe into Los Zetas, the Mexican drug cartel, which seems to be the U.S. government's favored agent in place inside Mexico, shows that they have been laundering their drug money through Bank of America. And this was reported in the Wall Street Journal. And this is amazing timing because, as you know, last Friday, we found the video clip from that Miami Vice episode where Crockett and Tubbs are basically told by this big Wall Street banker, yeah, we're supporting the drug trade because we're making money off of it, and there's not a thing you can do about it. And it's a wonderful little clip. It was very memorable, and I remember, you know, watching the show, because I like the show, and my first wife was a real huge fan of Miami Vice, except it always weirded me out. She was cheering for the bad guys. But I remember that segment, and the guy playing the banker is the same guy who played the crazy preacher in the Poltergeist movies. And he's just got this look on his face and this very slow, measured delivery. And it just says evil with a capital Eve in the front of it. And somebody located that on YouTube and sent the clip in. We posted it. And it's amazing when you realize that Michael Mann, all the way back then, was trying to warn us of the true character of the Wall Street money junkies. Now, another story coming out of that, the Colombian police arrested a neo-paramilitary drug lord, and seven of the people arrested with him identified themselves as American citizens. At least three of them were connected to law enforcement. So you can forget this idea that the United States government is opposed to illegal drugs. They're only opposed to the drugs being sold by their competition. It's about market share. It's about maintaining a monopoly. Same reason that Israel wants to go after Iran. There's not really a threat or a problem there. It's about guaranteeing profits by removing the competition. And that's what's going on there. All righty. Now, I want to get back to LIBOR. We are not going to let this thing go away. This is the new gold medal winner for money junkie fraud perpetrated against the entire world. And it is continuing to spread. It has now gone into Citigroup and JP Morgan, which means now it is an American scandal as well. It's not just something happening in Britain or Europe. It is global. Everywhere in the Western banking system got tangled up in this thing. And what we are seeing revealed for everybody is the absolute rotten core of the entire financial system, the whole banking system. This whole globalist banking cartel is a criminal enterprise. And a lot of people are having a hard time figuring out exactly why it's a problem. Well, it's a problem because anytime you start manipulating interest rates to your own benefit, you're cheating somebody else. The profits that you're making don't come out of thin air. Somehow, somewhere, somebody else is forced to pay for this. That's why it's actually illegal to be doing what all these LIBOR banks were doing. It's basically on the scale of the realization that the Dow Industrials or the S&P 500 or NASDAQ are rigged and aren't really accurately measuring the wealth of the stock market, which actually is true, but most people really haven't plugged into that situation either, and the games of the plunge protection team. We don't have an honest economic system, and probably have not had ever since the private bankers were allowed to take control of it. Now, the banks, the money junkies, are already trying to mount their defenses. They're trying to come up with all these excuses about why this isn't any big deal. One of their excuses is, well, you know, some people lost and some people gained, so it's really a push. Hasn't harmed the economy as a whole. Well, I'm sure the people who lost to this manipulation are going to say, yeah, there's harm. There's real damage. The bankers are also saying it's impossible to quantify what the real damage was. Therefore, it's impossible to have a civil lawsuit and assess damages. I'm sure somebody is going to give it a really good college try to quantify what the damage is going to be. But it's basically, it's cheating and it's dishonest. And the reality is we have gotten an object lesson. We cannot trust banks as a class, as an industry. We certainly cannot trust the private central banks, and we certainly cannot trust all those Wall Street firms. I mean, this goes back to that statement I made even before LIBOR came out. Look at all the money those Wall Street CEOs are pulling down, billion-dollar compensation packages. Where's that money coming from in a nation that has lost most of its manufacturing, is a net importer of food, is a net huge net importer of manufactured goods? Where is all that money to pay these Wall Street CEOs coming from if it is not coming from fraud and corruption? Almost half of all corporate profit in the United States comes from these financial service companies. Where is that money coming from? It's obviously being drawn from the rest of the country, which is why you, the American people, have lost 40% of your net worth over the last 3 years. It didn't just vanish. It was gamed into the pockets of the Wall Street money junkies. Now, in the classic case of trying to pretend that you didn't allow it to happen in the first place by acting like you're going to fix the problem after the damage is already done, we're starting to hear more and more calls for margin rules for derivatives. This is like saying, you know, maybe we should have had longitudinal watertight bulkheads in the Titanic, you know, after it's already sunk. Ooh, gee whiz, we messed that one up. We'll do better next time. And then they never do, because we already know, because of Glass-Steagall. Especially in an election year, Congress is going to pass all kinds of regulations on Wall Street and say, yes, we will hold them to account. And once the election is over, they'll start repealing them, because that's what they did to Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall was the response to Wall Street money junkie games that caused and prolonged the Great Depression of the 1930s. And as soon as Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999, they went right back to the same games, and this is the result. So any politician standing up there saying, we're going to impose new rules and stuff, those rules are only as good until the next election. Then they'll be repealed again. Because once the election is over and the politicians don't feel they have to listen to the voters, they'll go back to doing favors for their big contributors and their lobbyists. Now, the real solution, I mean, obviously, my opinion continues to be we're heading toward a crash that will destroy the federal government, the national economy, and the Federal Reserve System. And we got to start preparing for that right now. But short of that, if our members of the government were really serious about fixing the nation's economy, what they would do is ban derivatives, not just tinker with the margin requirements for them, but ban derivatives, tax all Wall Street transactions. You have no idea how many of these Wall Street transactions are operating tax-free. And we need to bring back Glass-Steagall. If you have your own money and you want to play reckless games with it, go ahead. That's what an investment group does. But if you are a depositor bank, you're not allowed to play reckless with other people's money. That's what Glass-Steagall was to do, was to make sure that the people who, the high rollers, the gamblers, were only using their own money. And in 1999, the U.S. Congress, the finest Congress money can buy, told Wall Street, yeah, you can go back to those high roller tables with your depositors' money. Doesn't matter if you lose it all, we'll just tax the people and give you more of it through the FDIC and whatever. So, anyway, getting back to the unemployment numbers, which were not very good, it is now expected that 85,000 unemployed people are going to file for SSI disability this month. And basically, it's a way of trying to get some additional benefits as the old benefits run out. Now, you probably have been seeing this show all over the corporate media, where they're talking about how all the states have been drastically overpaying unemployment benefits. Well, that's the propaganda run-up to cutting off benefits, again, to keep the official unemployment numbers down. They understand the official numbers are going to be worse next month unless they find some way to throw more people off the unemployment rolls. And that's what this story about, oh, we've been hideously overpaying. It's billions of dollars. We've got to correct it. It's the propaganda run-up to going out to people and saying, sorry, no more. You're done. Go out and find a job. And, of course, there are no jobs out there. I mean, basically, the thinking in Washington, D.C. right now in both parties, Republican and Democrat, is let's get rid of Social Security, let's get rid of Medicaid and Medicare and welfare and food stamps, and then the people will go back to work, despite the fact there aren't actually any jobs for them. This is the way they're operating right now, and it's basically they're thinking such silly things because they can't actually solve the problem, because the real problem is a private central bank issuing currency and interest. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here down in Georgia. Apparently, this banker down there went missing last month. They're trying to find him because apparently on his way out the door, out of the state, out of the country, probably, he took about $17 million. And they're saying basically he had dropped hints that he was going to commit suicide, but now they're thinking what he did is he owned a very nice yacht, and they think he's on his way to Venezuela right now. With that $17 million. So for those of you who are writing into me email saying you shouldn't be attacking the integrity and honor of the banking class, well, show me a banker with integrity and honor and, you know, I'll modify my position. But so far, looking very good right now, especially if you go back to this whole idea of the 11th marble. I mean, these are not stupid people. They knew when they created this private central bank issuing the public currency at interest that there was no way for the subject population to ever get out of debt. It's deliberate. It's intentional. It's a method of enslavement, rule by debt. And it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. It's just the latest fraud for the sociopaths to trick you into obedience. Now, there's been a court ruling down in Florida that is going to have tremendous significance in this whole mortgage fraud mess. And if it is upheld, I'm sure there's going to be appeals on this one, but if it's upheld, basically the judge ruled that mortgage promissory notes are not negotiable instruments. Now, what that means, okay, negotiable instruments are pieces of paper committing people to payments, but they can be passed around. Like, you can sign a check made to you, you can sign it over to somebody else, and they'll take it and cash it. Currency, the Federal Reserve notes, are negotiable instruments. They can be passed around and exchanged for other items of value. But working from the strict definition, the legal definition of a negotiable instruments, this Florida court ruled mortgage promissory notes don't qualify. And that means that all of this mortgage bundling, all of this mortgage electronic registration system, all of this game playing where people's homes were being used as chips in a giant game of Monopoly, were illegal right from the very, very start. It's a criminal operation here. Now, there is no question the whole system is grinding to a halt, and it has to do with the criminality. Royal Bank of Scotland has been hit, they say, with yet another computer glitch, which has prevented 100,000 customers' balances from being updated as they make deposits. Ooh, gee whiz, you put your money in the bank and you go to look at your balance and it's still the same. Where did the money go? We'll find it eventually, trust us. Over in Germany, they're having their banking IT glitch. Deutsche Postal Bank had to halt all ATM transactions. So what is going on? Have these banking systems been infected by Flame or Dooku or some other creation of Israel? Are they being cracked into by the key breakers that were built inside Bitcoin mining? Or is just this the latest excuse to cover a bank holiday? They've run out of money. They can't honor their transactions. Oh, it's a computer problem. Really, it's just a computer problem. And once they see one bank get away with it, which Citibank did a couple of years ago when they were limiting ATM withdrawals and said, oh, it's all a computer hacking problem. It turned out they just run out of money. So now all the other banks are saying, we can't honor withdrawals. We can't honor, we're still trying to get money in from the front end to put out the back end. Well, we'll just blame it on computer problems. We'll just shut it all down. Because if we actually say it's a bank holiday, people are going to panic. I think they're going to panic anyway, whether it's computer IT or bank holiday or whatever. We're reaching a point where everybody's going to say, to heck with this. I can't trust to leave my money in the bank because I can't get it back, whether it's a bank holiday or one of these so-called IT failures. I don't think it's an IT failure. I think that's just the excuse they're using to deal with the fact that the cash flow has shut down all across this banking system because nobody can find that 11th marble. Now, The Guardian is reporting that the banks, far from assisting the economic recovery, are actually getting in the way. Their continued greed and avarice and desire for profitability is hampering the economic recovery. We already knew that because of the counterexample over in Iceland. Throw the bankers in prison, fire the government that helped them do it, write off all the mortgage debt that was created through fraud. And Iceland's economy is booming. They've never had it so good. They got free of the bankers, and they're doing really great. Why do we continue to labor under the slavery of a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest? I never agreed to this deal. It was all done before I was even born. Why am I liable and responsible for the debts of politicians who created this mess 100 years ago, 99 years ago? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Honorable Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, setting aside these so-called claims of IT glitches and all the rest of it, the reality is there's a very quiet bank run already underway in Great Britain. The big five banks in Britain who are all tangled up with this LIBOR scandal and all these other issues, they are seeing depositors start to leave and move to the smaller alternative local banks. Get away from the big national money center banks, and they're going to these other smaller banks, community banks. And I think it's a very, very healthy trend. And all of these small banks in Great Britain are showing a huge increase in depositors. Charity Bank has seen a 200% increase in depositors. The Ecology Bank had a 266% jump. And Triodos, a Bristol-based sustainable bank, a 51% increase. Credit unions are seeing an increase in business as well. People have come to understand those big Wall Street money center banks are the heart of the criminal enterprise, and they want to get out of it. They want to get out of it. So, anyway, let's see. Here's an interesting story. Denmark has finally set a negative interest rate for their economy. In other words, if you are willing to borrow an X number of euros, you won't even have to pay them all back. You can shave a little off the top here. They are that desperate to have people borrow, which will allow the system to create new money to put into circulation. See, that is really the trap all along with this private central bank issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest. Somebody has to borrow for more money to go into the system. They can't change that rule without admitting to every nation on earth that is slave to a private central bank that the rule was arbitrary, that it was created to basically produce the result of a permanent state of debt servitude. They can't just print out the money and say, here, take the money and go down to the market and spend it so we can get the economy going again. They can't do that. They can't change the rule without admitting the rule was flawed, and they're not going to do that. And governments will not change the rule because to do so would admit they knew it was a bogus system to begin with. So they're trapped almost as much as you are, except, of course, they've got a much more comfortable cage to sit in here. France has started selling their bonds at negative interest rate. Now, this is not the same thing as Denmark setting their bank lending rate at negative interest. France is selling their bonds at negative interest rate, claiming this shows that people are so confident in France's economy and France's government bonds, they're willing to take an actual financial hit to own them because of the stability. This is nonsense. This is a propaganda stunt and nothing more. I mean, right now, France is saying, if you will give us 100 francs today, we'll give you back 99 francs next year, but you can count on that 99 francs. That's what they're claiming this is all about. That's why it's a publicity stunt. Nobody's actually going to do that. They'll take the 100 francs and they'll put it into silver or gold. At least they have a chance that it will be break even or a profit. This is a guaranteed money loser. And the only reason they're doing it is to try and claim that France's economy is solid and therefore you should come and do business there. And I think, if anything, it betrays a high degree of panic. Now, over in Greece, their new parliament did survive the confidence vote. But the deputy labor minister has resigned because the new coalition government is not trying to renegotiate the terms of the bailouts in order to keep more of the money in there for the Greek people to use. Remember, the first election they had, the anti-bailout, anti-austerity party won. And they tried to form a coalition government, and the banker boys who were elected in there simply put their foot down and said, I refuse to form a coalition government with you. Will not happen. No way, no how. So then they had a second election, which was notable for the massive fraud, up to and including entire boxes of ballots burned in public. We don't need to count these. We already know who's going to win. And so the pro-banker, pro-bailout, Loot the People Party got a majority, and they formed a coalition government, and now they're basically doing exactly what it was they were hired to do, continuing to loot the Greek people for the benefit of the bankers. But we're starting to see ministers resign from that coalition, which means the coalition itself could be gone in a matter of weeks, and that will end the looting of the Greek people for the bankers. More bad news is coming in because ahead of this new Euro summit, where they're going to get together and say, has anything changed? Has a miracle happened? Has anybody found one more cork to go in the bottom of that boat full of holes? And the answer is going to be no to all of that stuff. But Spanish and Italian 10-year bond yields are rising because of lack of confidence in those two economies. And the yield on the Spanish 10-year bonds is now above 7%. The Italian bond yields are to 6.1%. Any yield above 7% is considered unsustainable. So Spanish debt is already unsustainable, and Italian debt is getting there. And this is where LIBOR is going to come back and really slam Europe. Because the European banks, the British banks, were keeping the LIBOR low, so they looked good. So it looked like their cost of borrowing wasn't all that great. But now that LIBOR has been exposed, they're going to have to go back to an honest LIBOR. In fact, they're already talking about discarding LIBOR completely and coming up with another system that will more accurately reflect the realities of the cost of borrowing in Europe. That inevitably is going to drive interest rates up all across the board, shoving Europe even closer to collapse through unsustainable debt. There is only one way out of this, and that is to admit there is no 11th marble and start writing off the debt. Reset the system and start all over from scratch. It's time for a European jubilee. And that is the only solution that will get the economy of the planet working again, is for the money junkies to just say, you know, all this debt on these spreadsheets, it's just numbers on paper. It isn't real. It never was. We made it up. It's just part of our religious services here. So we'll just zero it out and everybody say, huzzah, huzzah. We'll go back to borrowing and start the system over again. If they don't, then we're looking at global collapse, or even worse, global revolution. The bloody kind, not the peaceful virtual kind like we're doing right now. But the really ugly kind, with torches and pitchforks and guillotines and mass hangings for the money junkies. Now, over in Japan, and again, this is the downside of globalism, where if the globe is linked together, a disaster in one place takes everything down, because there are no safety barriers. Japan makes a huge amount of their national income, revenue, exporting machine tools for manufacturing. Used to be the United States did that. Japan has taken it over. They make the very best machine tools out there. Unfortunately, orders for Japan machine tools plunged. They were expecting a 2.6% drop, and instead it was 14, almost 15%. And that means their current account surplus plunged by more than half, 62.6%. This is because manufacturing around the world aren't ordering new machines because they're not getting new orders for manufactured goods, which means, again, the global economy is grinding to a halt. And any claims and protestations to the contrary is just propaganda for an election year. We are being strangled by this 11th marble. There's a tourniquet around the neck of the human race to make sure that all of the blood goes up to the brain and it doesn't flow anywhere else. And, of course, that is a recipe for disaster. I wrote an article over the weekend, Bankers Have No Brains, that sort of illustrated this whole idea that for a human body to be healthy, the unit of reward, the blood cell, has to be flowing everywhere freely. And if the brain were to say, I'm going to keep all the blood for myself, would eventually lead to the death of the body and the brain itself. And yet this metaphor is lost on the private central bankers, who are not thinking about anything except feeding their addiction and trying to keep the units of reward all in their pocket. Now, the economy is so bad, we have just this amazing boneheaded decision over in London. At Heathrow Airport, half of the immigration desks have been shut to deal with budget and staffing cutbacks just before the Olympics. Non-European Union passengers are having to wait an hour, close to 2 hours, to get through passport control to get in. I wonder what money junkie came up with this cost-saving stunt. Now, Governor Paul LePage, on his new radio show, is basically, in the aftermath of President Obama's health care laws, the IRS is the new Gestapo. And that is just absolutely going to crush the FBI, because they thought they were the Gestapo. And now they're going to have to give up those badges. So that's a real heartbreaker. But on a more serious note, we know that the manner in which Obamacare was passed, with a bill that initiated in the U.S. Senate and was then deemed to have passed by the House of Representatives, is a violation of Article 1, Section 7 of the United States Constitution. It cannot be a tax. And Chief Justice Roberts who was reportedly blackmailed into changing his ruling to somehow make Obamacare legal, and he's over in Malta now hiding out from the backlash on that. Once they declared it to be a tax, they invalidated the entire bill, and yet nobody within the government has the gonadal tissue to stand up and say, wait a minute, you guys shot yourself in the foot on this one. And that's mostly because TARP also violated Article 1, Section 7 of the United States Constitution. Because, remember, the version of TARP in the House failed, didn't pass. So they took the bill that did pass in the Senate and they arm-twisted the House of Representatives to approve it. Remember that whole thing where all the members of the House, Nancy Pelosi and everybody, they're all smiling and laughing. Yes, we saved our investment portfolios at the expense of the taxpayer. But that was also a violation of Article 1, Section 7 of the United States Constitution. And nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody's doing anything about Obamacare being a violation of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 7. Why? Because money is on the line. And when money is on the line, laws don't matter to the federal government. Human lives don't matter to the federal government. Safety doesn't matter to the federal government. All that matters is getting more money in to give to the money junkies to keep them happy. Now, at the end of last week, you probably saw all these videos of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And by the way, it looks like she got a facelift. You know, she's getting ready to try and be Obama's vice president in the second term. And she got a facelift. And, yeah, it looks good. It's very obvious that's what happened. So Clinton was out there talking about how China and Russia must be made to pay a price for supporting Assad in Syria. And Russia and China basically are laughing at Hillary Clinton and by extension the United States of America because there's nothing the U.S. can do to punish Russia and China. And more to the point, I'm sure China got on the phone and said, you know, Madam Secretary of State, you do remember that China holds several trillion dollars of U.S. debt, which we're in a position to basically call in right now. Or we could just dump our treasury bills on the open market and crash the U.S. economy right then and there. So don't start strutting around about how you're going to make us pay a price. So Hillary was bluffing. Everybody knows she was bluffing. It has further damaged our international relations to be caught out bluffing like that and basically going out with this undiplomatic language. It's all bluff and bluster to please Israel, and they're destroying the United States of America in the process, which, of course, has been sort of ongoing for quite some time. Now, getting back to Syria and the situation there, rather interesting story where it was reported over the weekend that al-Qaeda terrorists are pouring across the Iraq-Syria border to fight the Assad regime. In other words, al-Qaeda is basically on the side of the United States and Israel wanting to overthrow Assad so a new U.S.-Israeli puppet can be put into power there. Which confirms what I've been saying all along. Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, are an instrument of the U.S. government and Israel. They're all phonies and fakes. I'm sure that people on the ground think they're, you know, fighting for al-Qaeda. They don't understand the people they're working for are covertly working for the U.S. government and for Israel. That's why we have, you know, Adam Gadon, American al-Qaeda, and his real name is Adam Perlman. And Yusuf al-Khattab, who used to run the Revolution Muslim website in Brooklyn, and his real name is Joseph Cohen. They're all fakes and phonies. And now, of course, the fake phony terrorist group is now fighting on the side of the United States of America against Assad. It's like they don't think that we can actually remember from one week to the next what they're telling us in the news, because it isn't making any sense whatsoever. Now, China has basically shunned the U.S. and the U.S. dollar. Most importantly, they are now investing directly in Iran's oil fields. China is going into Iran, and they're starting to develop and exploit the oil fields. They're setting up drilling rigs and pumping stations and pipelines and refineries and all of that stuff. And they're trading their currency with Iran back and forth directly without going through the U.S. dollar. This is a hammer blow on international demand for the dollar. This is why, about a week ago, the White House announced they were going to grant China an exemption to the Iranian sanctions, because it really wouldn't have mattered to China anyway. China had already announced they're going to ignore the sanctions and go in and do business with Iran. And so for the White House to issue an exemption for China was a face-saving move to to try and pretend the U.S. is still calling the shots and controlling the situation here, and they're not. China basically told the U.S. to go jump in the lake, and the U.S. came back and said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, we have decided we will put on the life preserver and go for a swim. And what this really means is we've already seen Russia step up and say an attack on Iran is an attack on Russia, sort of the Kennedy Doctrine in reverse. But if China is directly developing Iran's oil fields, then an attack on Iran will be an attack on China's strategic interests. We ought to think about that very, very carefully. Of course, Israel, they'd love it. U.S. and Russia and China blow each other up. Ha ha! We're in charge now with our Dolphin-class submarines and our nuclear cruise missiles. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, you're probably already aware that NATO is having a military exercise in the Mediterranean right off the coast of Syria. This is basically saber-rattling to say, this is what will happen to you if you don't do what we tell you to do. Which is basically what Hitler was saying to all the countries around him. do what we say or else, and then they would invade, which is obviously the plan here. I think the other reason for the NATO exercise was to reply to Russia and China's concerns about not invading Syria, to say, we don't care what you think. We're ready to go to war against both of you if you don't back down over Syria. The thinking being that Russia and China aren't going to want to go to war over this one little country. But from Russia and China's point of view, it isn't one little country. It's understanding that when you let an empire start gobbling up one country, then they'll want another and another and another. And the next thing you know, they're 20 miles from Moscow. And that is a memory that is still very much fresh in the people of Russia. They understand that appeasement in the long run doesn't work, and better to draw a battle line far away from home than wait until it's on your doorstep. And so because of this, we've now had these two incidents where Russian nuclear-capable bombers are flying into U.S. airspace on the West Coast. And I think this is Russia sending a message back saying that if you want to go to war over Syria with us, we're ready to oblige you. And I remember when Obama and Putin had their meeting, and you could tell on Obama's face he didn't get what he wanted, which was Russia backing down. And looking at Putin's face, it looked to me like a man who was having to accept the fact that war is coming. He's already thinking about all those people of his country who are going to die in it. So we're going to take a phone call here. Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Well, if Russia decides to attack America, I think Michigan will be last on that list. Our state looks like a nuclear bomb already hit it.
Yeah, that's certainly true enough.
I live close to downtown. It's not a pretty picture. But I wanted to ask you about the new Egyptian president, President Morsi, or... I didn't know what to think of this guy. I thought he was going to be a religious quack, but he seems to be pretty orderly, pretty matter-of-fact, straight shooter. To be honest, I'm starting to like the guy a lot, and I'm wondering, is his assassination imminent? Or how much time do we got to give this guy before we realize whether or not he's, gotten paid off?
Well, I'm already convinced that he's a good guy because of how hard the U.S. and Britain tried to rig the Egyptian election against him, but they didn't quite make it. And the Egyptian people standing around in the streets of Cairo glaring at the elections council sent a message. We know who won. We've been looking at the exit polls. If you cheat us, we will come in and we will hurt you. And so as a result, they basically said, Morsi had been leading in the exit polls, and yes, he was the president. And of course, the U.S. tried to save face from that foreign policy disaster by saying, well, he's really okay. We love him. He's one of us. He'll do what we say. And he's already proven that that's not happening. Mike, stick with me. We got to do a station identification, and I want to come back and talk to you some more about Morsi and Egypt. And I agree with you. I think he's a good guy. We'll be right back.